We had air raids and siren warnings, and once my mother slept through this. We got a bit used to it, and she would sleep through it at night, and she sent me to school the next day, and so did 10 other mothers, but there were 300 pupils whose mothers had heard the siren and had kept them at home. So the teachers were very amused when we turned up, and I couldn't understand why there was nobody else walking to school with me. And at the end of the war, there were bonfires and street parties and fireworks to celebrate, but there was a great shortage, really, until the end of the 40s, of food and clothes and everything. And I went to boarding school in 1946, a year after the war ended. And my mother bought my uniform with rash points from my grandmother, who was in her 80s, who sacrificed her clothes allowance for a year to let me have clothes to go to school with. I have memories of being here and there and living in different places, but at least I wasn't sent to a foreign country. I was with my mother, I think, every night of the war, although I didn't see my father at all. And, of course, got to know some of my cousins a lot better, and they were all very welcoming to us. And when, as I say, when the war was over, there was great celebrations.